Joe thumbs through the stack of the day's mail.
Bill, junk mail, sweepstakes, bonker, Bill.
Carving tool catalog. That's interesting.
Bill.
What's this?
An invitation? It looks official.
To Joseph Hallison. Your presence is requested in the city of your ancestors for a family reunion. All who come from the line of David must journey to Bethlehem for this important and required family gathering.
Family reunion?
Sounds more like a rounding up of everyone to make sure the tax rolls are accurate. Why are they doing this now? I've got so much work to do here, orders to fill. And then there's this wedding. Is that going to delay our wedding? Oh, Mary's about to have a baby, and people have really, really been talking. I'm sure the news has spread to most, if not all, of our relatives. How are we supposed to explain all of this? Everyone's going to be so rude. We may even act as if we don't even exist. Mary came into the room holding her back and walking with labored steps. What is it, Joe? Who will act as if we don't exist?
We have to go to Bethlehem for a family reunion.
Me? Why do I have to go? I can't travel in my condition. Mary, you know how it goes. We're going to be married, so you're already considered to be part of my family, and the baby is going to be brought up as our son, just like the angels told us. I don't know why everything's happening this way, but I still think we have to keep trusting God. I know, Joe. I wish things were easier. Well, let's get ready to go. Hopefully we'll be able to find some place to stay. And so, a weary Joe and a very pregnant Mary started off for a few days' journey to Bethlehem for the family reunion. The trip wasn't easy, but they made it. And when they arrived, hungry and tired, they started to look for places to stay. It was so crowded. At the door of one of Joe's relatives, after all, it was a family reunion, Joe asked, Can we stay with you, cousin?
Not here. We're already too crowded.
Besides, you brought her with you. Can't believe you two just didn't try to disappear instead. How dare you even come up to our door? It's disgraceful what you've been up to. Absolutely disgraceful. And it was the same every family home they went to. Nobody in the family would let them stay. Don't worry, Mary, said Joe. We'll find a place at the inn. They have to have at least one spare bed left. And so Joe and Mary, tired as ever, trudged along to the inn. Please, innkeeper. You're very tired. And as you can see, Mary here is expecting a child. Could you spare a room? Oh, I'm sorry. We're so full we don't even have space in the halls. There's no place left for people to sleep. I hate family reunion time. You have nothing? Nothing at all? Asked Joe.
Well, it's not for people, but we do have the stable. It's warm, secluded from everyone else.
I'll take it! Thank you.
And so Joe and Mary did their best to set up places to sleep in a stable. It wasn't much, but at least they had a place to be warm and safe.
When they finally got settled, Mary was the first to speak. Joe?
Yes, Mary?
Do you want to hear something funny?
Sure.
I think I'm going to have a baby.
I know that. Your stomach is
Wait. You're kidding, right? You mean now?
Yes,
now. All right. You stay calm. I'll panic. I mean, we need a midwife. We need someplace for the baby. How are we going to do this?
Relax, Joe. Everything will be all right.
Just go get the women that were in the front of the inn. They'll come and help. And don't forget some strips of cloth. Why don't you take that manger and put some more hay in it? That can be where the baby sleeps.
The next hours were filled with excitement,
pain, crying, wrestling, screaming, and then the sounds of a newborn baby crying.
Mary wrapped the baby in the strips of cloth and placed him in the manger. Joan, do you remember what we're going to name him? Jesus. Jesus. Now, out in the fields, there were shepherds watching over their flocks. There was a gentle breeze, and things were really getting quiet for the night. One shepherd was tossing his staff up in the air and then fetching it. Another was seeing how long he could hold his breath. All of a sudden, things got really bright. The staff the shepherd was tossing fell to the ground. The one holding his breath spat it out. What's going on? He asked fearfully. Who's that shiny person floating in the sky? Why is it so bright? Are we all going to die? The shepherds were terrified. They were about to scatter and run away, but then the shiny person floating in the sky, an angel, spoke to them. Don't be afraid. I've got good news for you. Great joy. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David. And this is how you'll recognize him. You'll find the baby lying in a manger, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. And then, the one shiny floating person was joined by many others. They sang loudly and beautifully, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to all whom God favors. And they were gone. The shepherd, still a little shocked by what had happened, knew what they wanted, knew what they needed to do. Come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that's happened. So they took their staffs, the animals, everything with them, and ran to the village. Animals were racing up and down the village streets. The shepherds were frantic, noisy, excited. And then they saw it. At the end of a small alleyway, back behind the village inn, they saw a man and a woman and a little baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. Right next to them was a manger filled with hay. They crept up quietly, greeting Joe and Mary. They smiled at the newborn Jesus. They knew that they had just seen something extraordinary. They left quietly. Then they started telling everyone. The Messiah is born! The Messiah is born! The Messiah is born! You know, tonight, those are our words to Jesus, the Messiah, was born to be the Savior of the world. But he came from humble and even difficult beginnings. The angels and the shepherds celebrated, but the road ahead is hard for Jesus, for Mary, for Joseph. Why didn't God choose someone different? Somebody married, a more established family. I know that God's wisdom is way beyond ours. And I think that God chose these humble and even controversial beginnings so that Jesus would know humanity. God did it so that Jesus would live through problems, persecution, and understand how humans think and how humans feel. I believe that God sent Jesus into the world to save it. And that God gives us faith to believe in that salvation. And God has promised never to leave us. God has promised that we can have life to the fullest. Tonight we're celebrating as Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, touches us with the miracle of rebirth. May the coming days continue to be a time of hope. May we continue to seek for peace, for healing, and for the life that God truly does give. May we know that with the coming of the Christ child, God has not forgotten us. And God never will. Merry Christmas.